It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Friday, February 4th, 2011. I'm John Moe. 10 websites were shut down on Tuesday, their content replaced by a big notice that says this site has been seized by ICE, Homeland Security Investigations. ICE, that's Immigration and Customs Enforcement, says the sites were linking to pirated material online, specifically sports, live streams, pay-per-view, and they were shut down just in time for the Super Bowl. The same agency ran a similar raid in November. That time it was counterfeit goods, and it coincided with the Christmas shopping season. It's all part of an ongoing anti-piracy effort called Operation In Our Sites, sites spelled S-I-T-E-S. James Hayes is with Homeland Security. He was the special agent in charge of the operation. He says ICE went after only the worst offenders.
This content that they were showing, they did not verify that the copyright holders had authorized the sites to do so. And certainly from our standpoint, we're looking at the number of hits that these sites get, the number of people that are going to these sites. And our thought process here is if we take away the linking sites first, where most of the consumers are driven to, then it becomes much more difficult to find the content and more difficult for those sites that are actually putting the content up to get viewers to their sites.
So Google has a lot of these same links to these sites. Are you going to shut down Google?
No. What our premise here is looking at the sites that are intentionally providing links and have failed to do any due diligence to ensure that the content that they're providing has been authorized by the copyright holders, or that the websites that are providing the content that they're linking to have received authorization from the copyright holders.
But the idea is that a site that links to those sites is the same as a site that is providing the illegal content itself.
Well, obviously, from our perspective, when we look at this, we can attack 100 different sites who don't get a lot of traffic, or we can start by attacking those throughways, those linking
sites. Well, Google gets a lot of traffic.
It does, but again, I think certainly a search engine is a lot different than a site that is offering content and receiving financial remuneration from the websites that are actually providing the content. So there's certainly a difference in our minds.
The actions of Hayes and the ICE were bold, but there are questions of whether they were fair or even legal. Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat of Oregon, has written an open letter questioning the raids.
I have substantial questions about due process here. For example, the administration has recently targeted and seized the domain name of a website that was operating legally in its country. In this case, it's Spain. Now, we may not like the laws in Spain, but to go and seize a domain name of a website operated there opens up our U.S. websites to similar actions by foreign governments that may not be particularly interested in due process. That's dangerous.
Others wonder if the process of going after sites, not for what they host, but for where they link, sets a troubling precedent. Wendy Seltzer is a fellow with the Princeton Center for Information Technology Policy.
It's pushing the locus of the crackdown further and further from the underlying bad behavior. We can agree, if we agree on the basic tenets of copyright law, that somebody who makes an unauthorized copy of material is violating the law. But somebody who hosts a site where somebody else posts a link to material, and then the domain name registrar or registry who's hosting the database connection that allows that material to be found, it's moving further away from the direct infringer.
Facebook is 7 years old today. Happy birthday, Facebook. What do you get for a company that has and knows everything? We asked our Twitter team.
My present for Facebook's seventh birthday is the birthday poke, same as every year.
I would get them a t-shirt that says, I created Facebook, and all I got was this lousy t-shirt. Plus everyone's drunk photo album.
For Facebook's birthday, I'm going to get it the same thing I got it last year, all of my friends' cell phone numbers.
My Facebook birthday present is two free passes to go outside.
That was Brian P.J. Cronin, Bill Connell, Jason Nafziger, and Jamie. You can join our Twitter team, too. Just follow us on Twitter at Marketplace Tech. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.